Hey, we are the girls from the Unfreaking Believable podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm author J.B. Kane, but you can call me Jen.
And I'm Jenny.
And twice a month, we will bring you guests, authors, actors, and everyday heroes who are going to share their moments with you that made a difference in their lives.
And it's all because of that one inciting incident. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. You can also follow us on Instagram or TikTok. And you can visit our website at www.ufbpodcast.com.
We believe that life is infinitely stranger than fiction, stranger than anything the mind can invent. You might even say, it's unfreaking believable.
I was eating some hot and spicy Cheetos or Cheez-Its.
Oh, Cheez-Its, yum.
Jordan loves Cheez-Its, but John got the wrong ones, and Jordan will not forget to tell John, you got the wrong Cheez-Its, Dada. You got the wrong ones. We called Grandma last night from the bathtub, and he said that. Dada got the wrong Cheez-Its. It was like 2 weeks ago.
You're not going to let him forget it.
No.
Nor should he.
Nor should he.
No, because to be honestly, honest,
hot and spicy for a toddler.
Come yeah, on now. That's not the best choice.
No,
you. But you know what?
Wrong ones.
Guys have what my cousin Alicia calls fridge blindness.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask them to find something in the fridge, they can't find it.
And everywhere.
I find it's the same at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's why I got cream of shrimp soup one time when I wanted bean with bacon.
Oh, they're
those are alphabetical.
Yeah.
Somebody probably put it in the, they probably put the shrimp one in the bean with bacon slot. That's my guess. But
if you like bean soup, my mom makes really good ham and bean soup.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I can bring you some in the fall. Ooh, or in the winter when she makes some.
Yeah, I'd like that. I love bean with bacon.
Well, this is ham because she does it off of the ham bones.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm sure the soup itself is made with the ham bone and then the bacon's just in there, but it's delicious. Yeah, Megan, you'd hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like one of the, well, I don't really like ham that much either. So it's,
I love bacon. I love a good smoky meat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. Should we get started?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we are. Anyway, so thank you everyone for joining us for our sideshow, number 9.
Bob.
That's right. That is not, it is 9, isn't it?
You said so. 9.
Yeah, I think it's 9.
We're just following you blindly on that.
Oh boy. Well, I'm looking at my calendar and it comes out, sideshow number 9 comes out on the 22nd. So yeah, that's right. Okay. And we just have a few fun things, nothing super urgent, except that I do want to make sure that we reiterate that we are doing a live show in October, and October 26th, that is, at the CC Club in Minneapolis. And we're not really going to do a recap. We're not going to do an interview. What we're going to do is just talk about ghost stories, paranormal stuff, and we're going to bring in people from the audience to come up and tell their stories. So basically, it's just going to be like a storytelling thing, and we're basically emceeing it, and we'll tell jokes and stuff like that. But I also want to be able to read listener stories. So any of you that are listening, you know, obviously not everybody can be at the show. And so we want you to send us your stories. And if you want your voice to be on it, we will be able to play that. And so you could go to our website and click on that little microphone in the bottom right corner and leave us a voice message. Or you can send a voice message to us via email, text, whatever. All the info's in the show notes description of the show. Or just email us your story and we will read it. So we want
what
to be able
email
to
email address should they email it to, Amy?
Well, funny you should ask. I created a new email address for stories, and it is very creatively I chose.
Super creative. Stories. She spent hours on this.
Hours. Stories at theactivitycontinues.com.
Hours. Days.
Woo. Yeah. It took me a really long time.
She had a vision board with like those red like yarn connecting to other things.
Like a murder board.
Yeah. Just crumpled up ideas everywhere. It was chaotic.
It was. But I think we landed on a good one.
I think we did. Think you know what? I like it.
Yeah.
It's concise. It's to the point.
Yep.
It lets you know.
Yes. And I tested it and it works. So
perfect.
That's always the super key part.
Yes. I tested it like 4 times to make sure.
Just to make sure you didn't accidentally type in the domain of the activity continues.
Yeah. Yeah. Or spelled stories wrong or something like that. Yeah.
So Y-E-S.
Right.
Stories.
So that's that for the stories.
That's
for
exciting.
That quick little Olive and June hack I have. I got some new nails.
Yeah,
they are very metallic.
They are very metallic. They actually look pink in real life, but they almost look brown here. But yeah, Megan, I saw Megan on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And she saw them in person.
Our normal, the normal night where I go, Amy, what are you doing? And she goes, we're just going out to eat. And I'm like, can I come?
And it's Greg, almost always JJ's.
Yeah. And then Greg rolls his eyes and goes, God damn it.
No, he again. Doesn't.
Here comes the tricycle.
I know. Third fucking wheel.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's a good sport about it.
So anyway, my hack, remember AP, when we were talking about how much we like all the different colors and stuff, but they have the ones that you put on with glue and then they have the ones you put on with the little adhesive strips and they're different.
And just regular colors.
Yeah. And they're different kinds of colors and yada, yada. These are the glue ones, and I put them on with the strips.
Whoa.
So far that's worked. They've been on for a few days.
Nice.
And I don't think that there's anything different about the nail itself. So I would say buy whatever colors you want
and
use the adhesive.
And to be fair, too, for everyone, Olive and June also has regular just paint nail polish. They have a long wear and quick dry.
Right. That's right.
Olive and June, you should sponsor us.
Because those are the colors that I use are those ones. I don't do the
You don't do the press-ons. Oh, okay. I remember you talking about not liking the, not all the options are available in both kinds. But I was thinking you were talking about the adhesive, not the nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I use it all, but I'm really liking these because my nails, they're really brittle and they...
Mm-hmm.
They peel, like the layers of the nail itself kind of peels up sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I have to go for like 4 months without wearing anything in order to be able to wear nail polish.
I started taking collagen in Yep. I have some that I just got off of Amazon. My sister was using it. I don't ever do like a full scoop, but I'll put it in like my protein shake or.
Is it a powder?
Yep. It's a powder. Yeah. Yep.
I got some of that.
And it comes in a bag. It's unflavored, the ones that I have. And I just either put it in coffee and just use the frother and mix it in or in my protein smoothies in the morning.
Yeah, I did that, too. I bought the stuff off TikTok shop.
Okay.
And it's collagen peptides. And I tried putting it in smoothies. I tried putting it in coffee. I tried putting it in everything I could think of. And I could not get it to melt to like it was just balls of. Look.
Yeah, you it has to be really hot in order for it to dissolve quickly, and you need to be stirring because it will clump up like that, or you have to put it into like a blender.
Yeah, I did all of that, and then it just I figured out that I had to just dissolve it first in some hot water and then mix it into whatever I wanted it in, but it was so thick and gluppy. But I must have gotten a different kind than you did.
I'll send you a link to the one that I got. Yeah, if I were to put it just straight into cold and just try to mix it, it'd be like the really fancy hot chocolate that doesn't mix into hot cocoa or doesn't mix well.
yeah.
And just settles down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I tried a bunch of different ways to do it, and I just didn't like the result at the end. And I'm not even a texture person. Like, it doesn't usually bother me. The texture was not good for me. The one I bought.
But I will say anyway. I have noticed a difference in my hair. Mm-hmm. And nails. Like I don't have any polish on now because when I go into the Boundary Waters, which we're doing on Wednesday this week, the combination of the water and the water's fine, but it's the bug spray and suntan lotion. The chemicals mm-hmm. eat at the nail polish, so it makes it tacky because we have to use. When you go into the Boundary Waters, and I love all different kinds of bug sprays and things that, but the lavender scented and like the nice, easy, light things and essential oils, that's not going to cut it in the deep woods.
Yeah.
See, you got to have deep or Picard. You got to have the good stuff.
Yeah.
But that eats at the chemical in the nail polish because it's got some like.
Yeah.
So I took that off, but I had a gel manicure on prior to that, and then I painted them for a couple weeks, and they're doing really pretty good. I'm actually really surprised.
Yeah.
I think prenatal vitamins, too, are good for hair and nails.
Yes.
I've heard
that. Folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just take pills because I really had trouble with that powder, but maybe I'll try a different powder. I don't know. Or I should just give my powder to you, Amy.
Or you could just give the prenatal vitamins.
Yes, if it's the same thing. I don't know if it
it's not the same thing, but it's going to have folic acid is what's typically in prenatal vitamins. That's going to help with skin, hair, and nails.
Okay.
I didn't notice. I was miserable through my whole pregnancy, so I didn't notice if my hair looked good or not.
You're really selling us on that.
Listen, it's worth it, but it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I could not. I put my shoes on and I would get out of breath because he was just sitting right on my freaking everything. Oh. He gave me vertigo really bad because he was on my back, my spine.
Oh, Jordan. God.
I know. I literally remember one time I went to the bathroom, stood up, washed my hands, turned around and sat back down again because I had to pee again.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
Well,
empty
I do that
all.
When I have too much water in a day and
but
then I'm like, end of the
joy.
Night.
Yeah.
You said that convincingly.
Yeah.
The joy was in quotes.
Yeah. Call me when he's potty trained and then we'll talk.
Right. Oh, you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good segue.
So I did. So last night we were getting him out of the bath and he was naked, of course, because he was in the bath. And so we're like,
he's not a never nude.
He is not. He's an all the nude. Like he would be nude forever if he could be.
I love it.
So I'm like, come on, let's get your diaper on so you don't pee on the floor. And he started doing his little dance that he does when he has to go to the bathroom. And he goes, I got to pee. I need my potty, which he's never asked for before.
Wow.
So we were like, yeah. So we got the potty out and we set it down and he sat on it. He didn't do anything on it. But you know what? He asked for it. And so
he made the connection.
Yep. So we sat him down, and so I think we're making progress.
Good.
I don't know.
Good. Yeah,
It'll happen.
I mean, like I said, I told you when we were met in person, you know, he's not going to be pissing himself when he's 15. It'll happen.
So
it's just
say.
Not on your schedule.
Yeah, I know. And like, thing is, boys are so much harder than girls because girls, when they pee, it goes down our leg and we're like, gross, that's not what I want. But boys, it just shoots right out.
Yeah.
That's the sound it makes too. So that was very exciting. So my husband and I looked at each other like, this is great and new. Oh, and he pooped in Costco and he didn't want to sit in it, which is good too, because he, up until now, he hasn't really given a shit, pun intended, if he's sitting in it or not.
Yeah.
But we had to, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to make you sit in this on the drive home and we'll change you.
Yeah.
But sit in your poop for a bit and maybe you'll want to poop on the potty. So that's the update on the potty training.
Right.
So nothing huge, but we're making strides.
That's always good.
Going towards the positive end.
Yes. So that was my, everybody write that in your journal for today.
Okay. Red letter day.
Dear diary.
AP, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I have a few things, but one, I was at a bachelorette party this weekend and I'm shot. Jesus. Like, I love
them. They take a lot out of you.
And it was a full weekend. Mm-hmm. And I've done full weekends with my family once, but we're a little bit more relaxed. This was like go the whole time. So, you know, it was a Friday to everybody left on Sunday morning, but you know,
where was
Friday.
It?
Prescott, Wisconsin.
Okay. Yep.
Really cute little area. Yeah. Yep. And just really, I was actually really proud of myself because like I drank cocktails at the house, but when we went out to the bars and stuff, I'm like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Plus I was already getting a headache on Friday during the day and I drank a gallon of water. Like I was drinking water at the bar too. I had two drinks while we were out in the like 8 to 1 o'clock time frame. So I'm like, hey, good
1 o'clock?
Yeah, I had to be the sober mom to like
that.
It's funny.
Oh,
it's like the two
God.
Women who don't have kids. We were the moms of everyone.
Oh,
like,
for
okay,
sure.
Okay, come on, come on. Let's go.
Because they got to cut loose.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was just it was a train wreck at times, but like in a good way.
Yeah,
but one
yeah.
like, oh, there was just
wrangling
this...
drunk people is always like.
Oh. There was, let's see, we were at the one bar. It was fun, you know, just dancing around live music. Then we went to one that had a DJ. And I mean, it's
oh,
a small
fun.
Town bar.
It's
a small
is,
town
yeah.
bar. So we were like
well,
in the little.
It's a small town anyway. Prescott's pretty tiny.
Yeah. And that's what I mean is like it's not like a DJ at a club. It is a DJ sitting at a table with like a laptop. And
his name's Billy Bob. And he's related to three people in the bar.
Yeah.
His uncle owns the bar.
Yeah.
The girls are twins, so
oh, fun.
The one is who hosted, and then her sister's getting married.
Aww.
And they both are horrible to listen to music with because they go about 30 seconds into a song and then they hit next constantly. And so
I do that alone, but not when I'm out with
no.
Like,
oh
in
my
a group
God.
Setting.
I took
people.
The one's phone on the party bus on Saturday afternoon and she got real mad at me. But I was like, come on, just let us listen to a song all the way through, please.
Yeah.
So we
please,
would get about three fourths of the way through a song. But it was so funny because they were trying to tell the DJ next.
It's oh not
my
how
God.
That works.
He was going along with it. There was like no one else there.
Yeah.
Then we had this like super intoxicated chick come in and she like
was
the
she
bride,
part of your group?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she like we're very inclusive group. The bride
of
was
course,
like dancing
yeah.
And she does this like foot stomp thing. That's her thing. But then this like girl just like grabbed her and I mean her hands were inside her ass. Like she was just up in the grabbing on like this is how
Yikes.
Intoxicated she was. She this
it's
woman
not okay.
Then yelled at a few of us because if you fucking bitches were my fucking friends, I'd fucking kill myself because you're so fucking boring. We're like, okay, I left the conversation at that point.
Wow.
Because we were
See,
on the more sober side and we're not the dancing crew. And that's totally fine. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, apparently she went after one of these women who was just like whatever, like
that's
okay.
An aggressive drunk, and that would be very triggering
yeah.
for me, and I would have
yeah
to leave.
She was just I don't know what was up her ass, but she just went after
and the
this
fact
one
that
who was
she
so
grabbed
sweet, who had lots of the one she went after. We talked about ghosts the next night at the bar.
Nice. Love her. But the fact that she grabbed your friend or cousin or whoever it was,
yeah,
that's
a friend of mine, yeah,
not okay.
And just
that's
like
assault.
Every time she tried to walk away, the girl would like pull her back in and you know, try and country two-step dance. But yeah, it just got really awkward. So
think about it. If a man was doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same thing. Like
oh,
she wants to leave. Let her leave.
And I will say that there was at one point there was another girl who came over and kind of joined us. She was super sweet, was having a rough day. But all of a sudden, like we were in a circle doing our like white people dance, you know?
Of course.
And
yes. Hands in the air.
This guy comes over, just swaying back to side.
Yep. Two steps.
This guy comes over and like grabs her and leads her away and apparently told her, oh, I know all of them. I'll introduce you later. She was there by herself. And I will kid you not. All of us women in the circle looked at each other like, what the hell? So one of the girls went over, grabbed her and said, you are welcome to join us. And she goes, I don't know who that guy is. He said his name is Steve, but I'm here by myself.
They're
and she kind of gave us why she was having a rough day. But so we just kind of kept her with us.
Nice. She is one of you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where she ended up later in the night, but I do know that by the time I got the last herd back to the house, they were catcalling some guys who then came over to the house, who then sat upstairs and they drank for a while at 1 o'clock in the morning. But then they went back out at 2:30 till 2:30.
Oh my God.
And the next morning, one of the guys had left his phone on the patio upstairs, and it rang, and it was his wife looking for his phone. So she showed up to pick up his phone the next morning. Oops. I went for a run that morning. I got back from my run and I went upstairs, and they're like, I was in bed when they all went out. Like, mm-hmm. I got back at 1 o'clock. I found pizza. I heated it up. I grabbed my partial bottle of sparkling wine that was still mm-hmm. in the fridge. And I was like, well, I'm not letting this go flat. Mm-hmm. So I sat downstairs in my room and ate my pizza and drank my wine.
That sounds like a perfect night.
And then went to bed.
Yes.
But yeah, so they sent their auntie out with the phone to be like, and she's like, just so you know, everything was above board. Auntie's who's in like her 60s.
Yeah.
Just little nice. Old lady.
But still, he went to a house with women. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's absolutely probably not go over very well.
No. No. Not and his good. Daughter was sitting in the front seat of the car.
Oh.
Or what we assume was his daughter. He didn't show up. It was the wife that showed up.
Of course
up.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Well, so, she wanted to see what her competition mm-hmm. was. So.
Oh, she did not look happy.
I'm sure she wasn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
Mm-mm. So it was a fun weekend, but it was exhausting.
Good. Yeah.
And then like the next day was party bus in the afternoon, but they wanted to go like bar hopping more so, where some, you know, like we went to a cidery.
How many bars
and a winery
are there in Prescott to hop too?
We drove up to Stillwater and Hudson. And, yeah.
Well, they're all pretty close anyway. So it's
but
not like
that
it's
was
so
just
far.
The afternoon. And then we got back, had dinner, and then they wanted to go out to the bars at like 6:30. We're like, people are still having dinner right now. Yeah, there's still children. At these restaurants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just happy I got to watch the gold medal soccer match on Saturday morning.
Nice.
I told everybody I was going to be antisocial and I was going to be watching that. So I'm just glad I got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Since you are talking about Olympics, do you want to go into your Olympic stuff?
Yeah. Olympics. I love the Olympics. We all heard that last time. Yeah. What a ride. Mm-hmm. First time in history that of all the nations and all the people there, it was equal numbers of men and women competing.
Nice.
And the U.S. women took home 67 of the 127 medals, pending what happens with Jordan Chiles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nonetheless, and I believe I saw the stat was 65% of the gold medals that the U.S. won were women's medals.
Booyah. Wow.
So just
great.
All across. And what I loved seeing is during a lot of this, I saw a lot of Instagram reels or TikToks where it was like, you know, growing up in the 90s and 2000s playing sports, you were told thin to win. Mm-hmm. Like you had to be thin. I had a college coach tell me that I had to lose 10 pounds to be faster when I was already having a breakdown.
Right.
And then she told me I was fat. So like, great.
Love that for her. For
female
you,
coach, by the way. And then now we're seeing all these women of all these different sizes and shapes and height and what they look like and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so great to see, you know, all of these different things. So people can, you can find success in so many different ways. Like one of the rugby players didn't start playing rugby till she started working at a law firm. One of the cyclists who won gold, she didn't start cycling till she... like 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. And she won a gold medal at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I heard that was kind of a flop was the break dancing, which I did not watch.
Oh my God.
I wanted to watch that and I didn't, but yeah, I
haven't, but I've
good.
Seen a lot of memes about it, and Australia was not.
Yeah. They really went after her
and I feel bad, but it's not good.
Yeah. It's not coming back for LA. They have already said,
yeah, I heard that.
It's funny because a lot of the joke is that if you're a millennial like Amy and I are, AP and I, not Amy, AP and I, the big movie when we were in high school is Bring It On.
Yeah.
And the coach, they're saying the coach from that, the one who like swindled both teams, Sparky, I think his name was, with the spirit fingers. They're joking that he's the one that coordinated her routine.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I didn't see any of her routine. I just heard some things, and I've also heard like the head judge and a couple other people, like they're coming out to defend her because she was doing her own style and everything. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, it was good. It was good. It just wasn't like Olympics good.
Well, mm-hmm. and that's a hard thing, is that this is a complete artistry base.
Mm-hmm. Very subjective.
And when you look at things like the artistic swimming, holy crap, by the way.
Yeah.
What? That was freaking amazing.
They are like amazing.
Amy, if you haven't watched that,
I saw the synchronized swimming.
It's called artistic swimming now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that you were talking about amazing. Something where like people danced or swam what they wanted, their own routines. Okay. Yeah. No. I did see some of that. I didn't see all of it. It was just on wherever we were.
Athletic.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the name change to artistic, because it really is. Yes, they are synchronized, but I think synchronized had such a connotation. I think we all kind of grew up with like, oh, that's such a joke. If you can't do that, you go to this kind of swimming.
Oh, I never heard that, but
heard it as derogatory.
No. Not like if you can't, it wasn't stated like that, but it was always made fun of. It was always something that was never thought of as creative as gymnastics or anything. Mm-hmm. It was at least in the sports that I grew up with, it was always kind of a joke.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't grow up in sports, so I didn't see it. I never heard of it as a joke.
Yeah, but it was always more of what felt like a joke. And I think the change to artistic and just the way that they're, I mean, so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was highlighted.
You got to remember, like, what they're doing is all in deep water. So when they're like throwing people up, they're not pushing off the bottom of the pool to do that.
Yep.
And when they're down with their heads on the bottom and their toes up doing all this, like, how do they stay like that? I'm pretty sure my head would go up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I look and they're just going like this with their little flipping their little flippers. I don't know.
Think it's otherwise great. Known as hands.
Otherwise known as hands, but you know.
It's great that we're seeing more and more of these athletics that are hitting prime time or hitting in time slots when people turn on the TV and they're like, I didn't know what I was going to be watching, but go USA and whatever it is, or go whatever your country. Like, I've seen a bunch of those too, where people are like, I didn't even know that I liked rowing, and now I need to know what happens.
Yeah. Well, I remember several years ago when curling was new. That was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, what the hell is this?
I love curling.
It's so fascinating.
It's so fun,
and it
too.
Was. Yeah.
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 So
that's cool.
Yeah. Just that my big rant on that is just, it's so fun to see it all come out to life again.
Yeah. That's cool. Cool. Whoop.
Yeah.
I wanted to show you guys this thing that I got. This is... I'll try not to take too much time, but it's a, they put a sticker over the thing. It's called Mindful Souls. It's a subscription box. And so every month you get a box with stuff in it. And, I was going to do a whole unboxing, but when I got it, it was like this. It was already open. Like somewhere along the way, it was already open.
Yeah.
So I opened it up, and compared it to the sheet that gives you everything that's in it, just so that I could make sure that I had everything before I started talking about it. But anyway, I just wanted to give you like a little about what is in these boxes. It's different every month. This one is the fourth box. I think no matter when you sign up, you get boxes in order one through.
Okay.
Or I think they have six. I don't know. And it gives you this thing that tells you all the stuff that's in it and what you do with it.
Cool.
And this this subscriber box is about crystals and crystal energy and stuff like that. The last one was about journaling. And I got this
pillow
case is from that, and then that little throw in the back is from the meditation one. It's
That's
a meditation shawl.
Nice.
And the last time I also got a little thing of sage to burn. And a bunch of bracelets and really cool stuff. So I just wanted to get, they give you a little stickers. Cool. And so they give you, everything comes in these little bags. So
satchels.
This is an incense holder.
Oh, cool.
And I guess this must be incense. Yeah.
So
nice
things like that. This is a, let's see, what's this? Oh, a crystal. And it tells you on here like what it is. This is a mahogany obsidian point.
Ooh.
Its intentions are for healing and letting go. Its element is fire and earth, and the chakra it works on is the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says how to use it. Keep it in your bathroom, and as you go through your daily cleansing and self-care ritual, remember you are also washing away what no longer serves you. So it tells you like how to use everything. There's
to tell you how to get rid of unwanted attention on Instagram.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that. For sure.
You but might yeah, need a bigger crystal.
Yeah.
We're gonna need a bigger crystal.
Right.
That's a Jaws reference for all you yes. young people.
Yeah. Yeah. For all you people that don't watch shark movies.
Don't take a big swig of water when Megan's gonna make a joke.
Just when I talk.
Carbonated water.
Everything oh. I say is hysterical. So.
That'll clear your sinuses.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know what it was. See what it's like.
Cool.
I have a
very cool.
There's a promo code in the show notes to get some money off or get not a free box, but a cheap box.
A discount. A
yeah,
discount
it's usually box. Like 20% off or something like that.
Yeah, I think it is something like that. And these are about 35 to 40 mm-hmm. bucks a box without the discount.
That's not bad.
So it's not too mm-hmm. bad once a month. And I'm probably just going to do, you know, until I get like the 4 or 5 of them. And then when you get the subscription box, they also give you a promo code to buy something else at the store. They have a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool. And yeah, cool. I really enjoy it. So
that's
I just want to share that.
That's
with
fantastic.
Y'all.
Something that fills your cup.
Yeah. It's really fun. And I have a whole shelf over on my bookshelf of all the stuff I got from them over the last few months. And
cool.
it's all really nice stuff. A lot of those like bracelets that are, you know, kind of stretchy and mm-hmm. they have little beads all over them.
Okay.
I think
okay.
there's at least one of those in every box.
I thought it was one about like when you snap yourself to remind yourself about something.
Oh,
the rubber band.
That's called a rubber band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't know if they were making fancy ones now.
Oh, they
fancy
probably do
rubber
make fancy
bands.
Ones. They should. Maybe I'll do that. Make
this
some money.
This one glitters.
There you go. AP, do you want to tell us about your IG stalker?
It's just so weird. So I didn't know that Instagram was a dating app.
Everything's a dating app if you want it to be.
Well, I didn't want it to be.
Well, that doesn't matter because the men want
it.
Yeah, it's not your choice.
It's just, it's so dumb.
If you have a vagina, then everything's a dating app.
I've been telling these two ladies, somebody started following me, whatever, on Instagram.
On Instagram, not in real life. That would have been creepy.
People follow whatever on Instagram. And he liked and he's gone back and liked some of my older posts now at this point. I think
creepy.
I'm sure it was probably sometime in June, I think, what I noticed. But at one point I had taken a picture after I ate dinner and my four dogs were all staring at me like, oh, can I have some of your food, please? And so I posted that as one of my stories and he commented on it. And I was like, and it was like super basic. Like, how many dogs do you have? I'm like, oh, 4, you know, the British labs, blah, blah, blah. Normal conversation to me. Then that kind of falls off. And then it's like, I don't know how many times in a row he asked me like.
It was like 3 or 4.
Oh, let's see. Hold on.
But not at the same time.
No,
it was
then
all
it was
different times.
It was, oh yeah, he did say, that's adorable. You're pretty cute too. I'm like, thanks. That's kind of you. Do you live in Minneapolis? Oh, by the way, his profile went back to no picture. Still says his name, but there's no picture. I said, yeah, I'm in the suburbs. And then he said, nice, same. And then asked, how's your night? LOL. What are you doing this weekend? Those were on different nights. That's also when I was dealing with Wesley being sick. And then just like other things, like I posted another story about going golfing. We talked about sports a little bit. And then any exciting plans for the week? How's your night? Hey, how are you? All of these coming after 10 o'clock at night when I'm usually probably scrolling just before going to bed. So I don't answer
start
those.
A conversation.
Who's going to start a conversation at 10 at night?
Yep.
Sociopaths.
That's TikTok time.
And then
it was TikTok and then bedtime. Okay.
How are
and
you?
Then we put on
How's
our
your
podcast
week going?
And we go to sleep.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 unanswered messages from him. And then
are
on
they...
Saturday, I got, they're all, how's your night? What are you doing? How are you doing? How's your week? What plans do you have?
And clue, I'm just buddy.
Like, and like, I'm not, you've asked me that about 18 times. I've not answered one of them. Mm-hmm. And then last on Saturday, this is when I messaged you guys on yesterday. I was like, didn't know that there was expectations in messaging with a stranger. And said, LOL, why'd you even chat before if you weren't interested? I'm so confused. At 10:21 on Saturday night, I'm like, I didn't see it till I was, because I was out at the bar. So it's like.
And that's not being interested. Like, you responded to like two things that he said.
Correct.
That's interested.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, his profile is back to Instagram user.
Oh. Yeah.
It goes back and forth between Instagram user and his actual name on there.
Mm-hmm. When I looked at it yesterday, yep. after you sent that, I could see it.
Yep.
And I was looking through and all of his pictures are him with 20-year-old, maybe 20-year-old girls, mm-hmm. maybe younger.
And in his profile name, it had the number 96 in it. So typically mm-hmm. people either have a sports number mm-hmm.
or their birth year.
Yep. And so 96 would put him under 30 years old. So
yeah. 28. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, unless it was like the year he graduated high school or college.
No. Amy saw him.
He looks really young.
I'm trying to give him the benefit.
He doesn't deserve that.
Either way. It's kind of like I told Amy, I'm like, he kind of gives off the vibes of how She's All That mm-hmm. and Freddie Prinze Jr. and his friends who, you know, they got to find the loser and going, you know, because I'm like, he's fitness coaches in his profile. To me, okay. I'm sorry. Red flag.
So, yeah. So he like
you can enjoy fitness, but don't ever try to like
what's that thing that people were doing?
CrossFit.
Yes. So he does.
Most people still do it. Yeah. Yep. I'm sure.
Right. I know, but
it's just not my cup of tea. I like to work out. I like to run, but I do it for me. I don't do mm-hmm. it for all of these other things.
Yeah, he's a gym rat.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like he's a gym rat though. Like when you look at those pictures, he
looks
kind of
scrawny.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a gym rat.
Right.
So, anyways, I'm done making fun of him a little bit, but
a little bit for now.
Yeah. I just didn't know that there was expectations in Instagram conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is.
There's your name for the chat.
What was it?
Expectations in Instagram conversations.
That's kind of long. But we'll
IG convos.
We'll work on it.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I get those two and I just ignore them.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed like a real person at first.
He did. And when I look back, he did. He just seemed like a douchebag. And then the fact that he keeps going to generic user,
mm-hmm.
It tells me he's inactivating his account and then reactivating it.
Married.
Yep.
Girlfriend.
He looks a little young to be married, but I'm guessing he has a girlfriend. And
girl, how many people get married right out of college?
Yeah.
I got married the first time when I was 25.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Waited.
Yeah.
I waited.
You same. Still waiting. Shoot, I guess I missed my chance on the Instagram weirdo.
Well, you can't vote. You don't have children, so.
Oh, that's right. I don't
either
have
of you
rights.
Do. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That sucks for you.
I know,
guys.
They're going to take away our bank accounts next,
sure. Yep.
Our credit cards. Oh. Actually, no, that's not going to happen, you guys. We're fine.
I know it's not. Yep. We're fine.
Everything's
fine.
A younger guy out at the bar on Saturday, and he was like, I want to go back to the 1950s and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so you want women to have like no rights and no credit card? And he was too drunk to answer.
He probably does. You know what? And that's fine. I'm sure he can find a trad wife. I'm sure mm-hmm. he can. There is no reason to force every other woman in the world who does not want
that. Which is why feminism exists, so that women have choices to do all
that's
of
right.
those
that's
things.
Exactly. That's it right. You can do it if you want to do that, but you shouldn't be forced to do
that. I know plenty of women who want to do that.
Yes.
They're all in my family, and I don't
my brother would love
them,
to be a kept man.
Yeah, I'm sure there are guys that want to too, so
he's
like,
I would love it if somebody, you know, I'd stay home with kids.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Lots of guys I think probably would if they, you know, could get off their masculine bullshit
which obviously your brother can, so good for him.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Megan, did you have something else? You had a couple things.
I actually have a couple things this time. It's rare, but I got it.
You did. We already got you one. You got three more.
I got three more. So number one, I found a new game for PS4. I've been playing Divinity 2.
Divinity 2.
And so I started playing God of War because my friend Kathy, Ares. who I met at the Wildlife Center. The Wildlife Center Craft Fair. She plays it. And so I'm like, oh, well, I'll try it. It was $12 at GameStop. And it's different than Divinity. But in a, like, it's good. But if anybody has tips or tricks, I keep dying.
I got a tip for you. Don't keep dying.
How about that? Does that help?
I don't know if you thought about that.
You know what? I didn't. So I'm going to try it and just not. So I don't let the bad guys kill me.
I don't know the game, but from what I know of Greg and the games that he plays, it's save often.
Yes, I do save. There are checkpoints, and so it saves, which is good. I don't know how people existed playing games before YouTube and walkthroughs, because I've YouTubed a lot.
You smash buttons like crazy.
Yeah, that's what. But this YouTube helped me learn how to evade in a couple of moves, and then once I learned that, then I was able to. So, any tips or tricks, please share with me, because my brother-in-law, he's played it. And so he kind of was like, oh, I think you'll like it. And he goes, let me know if you have questions. And I'm like, have you met me? Of course I'll have questions, Jason. Like,
where do you want me to stop?
Yeah. Like, just
do you want them in alphabetical order? When are we going to Zoom where I can read them all to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, he's really cool. And he plays a lot of video games, so he's really able to help me. Nice. So please give me tips or tricks. Kind of along those lines, I found Kathy, my wildlife friend, again.
This is going to be the signal for Kathy.
Yes, wildlife, pointing like that. She introduced me to Crunchyroll, which is an anime-only site, which I like anime. And so
I just wanted sushi off of that.
I know.
Well, I was like, I like a Crunchyroll.
I don't know why they chose Crunchyroll, because as far as I know, it has nothing to do with anime, but I don't know.
Because it's Japanese, so is sushi.
Oh, well, that's a lame connection. That's not very good.
There are worse connections out there.
But no, so I've started watching Attack on Titans, which is really good so far. It took like 5 episodes to get into it, but now it's like real good. So if anybody likes anime or Crunchyrolls, it is a monthly subscription. So it's $8 a month, but I mean, I watch it a lot, so.
Well, there you go. You just made me really hungry, though.
I'm sorry. I'm really hungry, too. I haven't eaten, except for my hot and spicy Cheez-Its.
The wrong Cheez-Its?
The wrong Cheez-Its. John got those for Jordan.
Those are tasty.
They are tasty, but.
I like the extra toasty Cheez-Its.
He's very particular about his Cheez-Its, and so John got the hot and spicy one, and Jordan will not let him forget it. Every time, Dada, you got the wrong ones. So I'm eating them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I had a couple of slices of salami. That's been my dinner.
I do love salami.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one, ADHD medication update. The Adderall is going great. I really like it. No bad thoughts. I don't take it on the weekend. And which is nice, because the other one I had to take on the weekend. I had to take it every day. Mm-hmm. But this one's really good, so I feel really good.
Good.
Yeah.
How come you don't have to take it every day? I thought you had to take those meds every day for them to stay in your body in a certain level.
They told me that your body can build up an immunity to it. And so you have to like increase your dosage. So if you can avoid taking it every day.
Huh.
That would help. So I don't take it on the weekends.
Yeah, Adderall is a little bit different on that.
Okay.
Yeah. As comparative to some of the others. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Awesome. It's working.
It is really good.
Good. Good, good.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, I just have one last thing that I did announce today on Patreon and on our social. So everybody probably already knows about this, but Apple has decided that when somebody becomes a patron on someone's Patreon, They want 30% of the fee.
That's so shitty.
It's super shitty. It's the same thing. It's very similar to what they did with Kindle, where you can't buy a book on the Kindle app because you bought the app separately or whatever. They need their
percentage. It's really annoying. It's really annoying.
I know.
Well, and for the longest time, my sister with the Kindle, she had a Kindle itself. She couldn't connect to the libraries to rent books from.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now she can, but she couldn't for years.
Yeah. So my suggestion to everybody, if you're thinking about becoming a patron, now is the time, because once you've done it, even if you're an Apple user, once you're in it, this doesn't take effect until, they said November. I don't know what, November 1st or November 30th, or I would just do it before November 1st. Become a patron. You can go in at the $1 rate. And also, I'm going to be retiring the $1 tier because I keep hearing that we're not supposed to be lowballing ourselves and that we should be charging a lot more. So I'm going to get rid of the $1 tier, but anybody who gets in at the $1 tier will be staying at that rate. You don't, you know, you'll be able to keep that. I was going to say that, but I've heard that word is racist.
Really?
So,
I
don't know. Yeah, I know. But that's what it is. That's what I mean. You would be able to keep the lower rate. So get in before November 1st and you will not have to worry about the Apple upcharge, and you will be able to stay in at the lower rate if you want to. You can always, you know, hop out of that. So that's the Patreon thing, which sucks, but that's what it is. And there's nothing I can do about it. Okay. So thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thanks for joining, everybody.
And next week, we will be releasing our conversation with Zoe.
So I hope you join in that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. See you later, guys.
Bye.
The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.